现在小弟奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考西安来的火教以及耶路撒冷所出的声音。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we would like to study on the topic the roar from Zion and the sound from Jerusalem.
这是要从我们的读经进度，从今天开始我们读阿摩斯书。
And starting tonight, according to our church reading schedule, we are reading the book of Amos.
我们读完了列王记上下之后，我们现在接下来九天要来读阿摩斯书。
And we have just finished reading the first and second Kings, and now for the nine straight days, we'll be reading the book of Amos.
我们请大家请翻开阿摩斯书第一章。
So let us turn to the book of Amos, chapter 1.
阿摩斯书第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
我们请读第一节跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2. Verse 1. The words of Amos, who was among the herdsmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. Verse 2. And he said, the Lord roars from Zion and utters his voice from Jerusalem, the pastures of the shepherds,mourns, and the top of Carmel withers.
好，这一段圣经一开头在介绍阿摩斯书它的作者以及它所出的信息。
And in the very beginning of the chapter, it recorded, it started with the introduction of Amos and also what his message were.
它说明当时候是在乌西亚当犹大王。耶罗波安第二当以色列王的时候，阿摩斯被呼召做先知。
And at the time of Uzziah, king of Judah, and at the time of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, the king of Israel, this person Amos was called to be a prophet.
那这个阿摩斯本身他是一个牧羊人，所以他并不是先知或是先知的门徒。
Well, and in the very beginning, Amos was only a shepherd. He wasn't a prophet.
他是一个很普通的老百姓。
He's a civilian or a regular person.
他是牧羊人，所以他做的工作基本上就是看守羊群，到处寻找这个羊群所需要的青草地。
So he was a shepherd. So basically, his job was to tend the sheep and also look for grass to feed the sheep.
在七章的阿摩斯书第七章的十四节又说到。他又是一个修理桑树的人。
And also in chapter 7, verse 14, he also a person who tends a sycamore fruit.
他也就是说，他也是一个农夫。
And so he was also a farmer.
他所做的工作都跟农业有关系的。
So he is in the agricultural business.
那基本上他不是一个很富有的人，他也不是一个生意人。
So he was not a very wealthy person nor a businessman.
他是一个其实出身贫寒。他很了解一般大众在这样过这种辛苦日子的时候是怎么样在当中挣扎来得到糊口的。
So he was born a very regular beginning, and so he knew the difficulties of regular people when they look for food.
所以其实他跟我们你我都一样，都是一个普通老百姓。
So he is just like you and me, we're regular people.
但是在乌西亚当王，耶罗波安当王的时候。神的默示临到他。
But when Uzziah and also Jeroboam, when they were kings, the message came to this person Amos.
这个乌西亚当王的时候，如果我们参考历代志下的第二十六章
And when King Uzziah was the king, according to Second Chronicle chapter 26,
我们会发现乌西亚当王的时候，其实犹大国是很兴盛的。
And at the time of his reign, the kingdom of Judah was prosperous.
因为乌西亚这个王他很有创造力他发明了好多东西。
And he was this king Uzziah was very creative. He created many things.
他也非常重视农业。
He emphasized very much on agriculture.
他也发明了那个甩石的机弦，就是去放在那个城墙上，可以抵挡那个敌人来攻击的武器。
And he also invented a weapon to prevent enemy from attacking them.
所以乌西亚当王的时候，其实当时的犹大国本身是很平安，也是很顺利的时候。
So when Uzziah was the king, Judah was the kingdom of Judah was under a peaceful time.
那大概是在780年到743十几年的时候，这段时间他当王。
So in the year around 780 to 740 BC, he was the king.
好，那北国的以色列国是耶罗波安第二，就是约阿斯的儿子耶罗波安在位的时候。
So the kingdom of Israel at that time, the king was Jeroboam, the son of Joash.
那耶罗波安第二当以色列国的时候，也是以色列国最强盛的时候。
And at that time, the kingdom of Israel was at its strongest time.
好，那耶罗波安第二啊，那个时代，他们其实以色列国的版图呢，是他们这个整个以色列国历史里面最大的。
And at that time, the territory of the kingdom of Israel was largest at that time.
收复了很多当时候被亚兰国侵占的土地。
And they took many lands that were captured by Assyria.
当时候他们因为外界这些强权的，像亚述、亚兰呢，他们彼此在争夺这个权力的时候，以色列得到一个喘息的机会，所以当时候的百姓呢，他们。是在一种安居乐业的环境里生活。
So while the kingdom of Syria and Assyria were attacking each other, the Israelites took advantage and and received many lands.
耶罗波安呢，他照圣经里面所描述的呢，他是神特别怜悯以色列人呢，给他们的一个这个君王来治理他们的国家。
Because of the mercy of God, Jeroboam was.Reign over the king of Israel.
我们看列王记下的十四章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 24.
列王记下十四章。
2 Kings chapter 14.
因为阿摩斯书他所传讲的信息主要是在北国以色列。
And the main message of Amos is mostly preached in the northern kingdom.
那我们需要对北国以色列国有一个了解。
So we need to understand the northern kingdom of Israel.
看第二十三节，十四章二十三节。
2 Kings chapter 14 verse 23.
23节特别提到说，耶罗波安在撒玛利亚做王的时候，他做王41年，他是在位很久。
And Jeroboam reigned in the kingdom of Israel for 41 years, which was a very long time.
24节说他，但是他是行神眼中看为恶的事，不离开尼巴的儿子耶罗波安，使以色列人现在罪里的一切罪。
Verse 24, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and he did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin.
也就是说。他仍然继续带领以色列的选民去拜那个金牛犊。
So basically, he guided the Israelites to sin.
仍然继续违背离弃神的诫命，然后追随偶像。
To forsake the commandments of God to pursue after idols.
但是第二十五节提到说，他收回以色列的边界之地。
So, but in verse 25, it recorded that he restored the territory of Israel.
那特别说是照着神的先知啊，他的仆人。这个先知约拿所说的，所以约拿先知是在耶罗波安第二当王的时候做先知的。
So he had spoken through his servant Jonah. So at that time, Jonah was the prophet.
也就是说，约拿先知他是在阿摩斯之前。
So Jonah existed before Amos.
好，那当时候其实，在约拿先知那个时代，以色列百姓其实是很苦的了。因为常常被亚兰国欺负。
So at that time, the time of Jonah, the people of Israel, they were in suffering because they were attacked constantly by Syria.
二十六节特别说
，In verse 26,
因为神看见以色列人甚是艰苦，无论是困住的、自由的都没有了，也无人帮助以色列人。
In verse 26, he recorded that for the Lord saw that the affliction of Israel was very bitter, and whether bond or free.There was no helper for Israel.
二十七节，神并没有说要将以色列的民从天下涂抹，乃借着约阿斯的儿子耶罗波安来拯救他们。
27, and the Lord did not say that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, the son of Joash.
所以你看，耶罗波安他做王四十一年，这一段时间呢，其实就是在神的怜悯啊，神的看顾底下，以色列百姓在他们的家里面安居了。
So because of the mercy of God, Jeroboam was asked to be king, so the Israelites would live in peace.
当时候基本上他们并没有很多外患敌人来攻打他们。
At that time, there were not many enemies attacking them.
所以他们百姓其实过了一个很平安的生活，也很富庶的生活。
So the people live in a peaceful and prosperous time.
好，那这是阿摩斯当先知的那个。 当时候的背景。
And this is the background of the time of Amos.
那特别提到他做先知是在大地震前的两年的时候。
And he recorded that when Amos was the prophet, this was recorded two years before the earthquake.
那这个大地震其实按照这些圣经学者在查考，应该是发生在公元763年，公元前763年的时候。
And this earthquake, according to study, happened 763 BC.
哦，那这个大地震在好多年以后，连那个撒加利亚先知都还记住，他都还写到这件事情。
And many years later, the prophet Zechariah also recorded about this earthquake.
差不多两三百年之后。
And it actually was recorded 200 or 300 years later.
我们看撒加利亚书十四章。
Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 14.
撒加利亚书十四章
Zechariah chapter 14
第五节
verse 5
第五节
then, verse 5 then you shall flee through my mountain valley for the mountain valley shall reach to Azel yes you shall flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah king of Judah thus the Lord my God will come and all the saints with you
好你看这里特别提到这个神降临的时候会有地震会有山崩、情况很恐怖他说就像当年乌西亚当王的时候众人在逃避大地震的情况一样
And here described when God comes again it will feel like the earthquake at the time of Uzziah the king of Judah
那这个就是标示出这个大地震是在什么时候发生的
So it tells you when exactly this earthquake came
乌西亚当王的时候
And this was when Uzziah was king
那这个就是这样看起来这个时间大概公元前760几年的时候了
So it's about 760 some BC
好那在这样的一个情况底下在这个时间的背景底下现在神将他的默示给了阿摩士
So under this circumstance God through Moses through Amos prophesied
他说论以色列
Here says,
这个末世是论到以色列的。
Oh, and this is about regarding the people of Israel.
那表示说，其实提哥亚这个地名、这个地点是在南国犹大国，在耶路撒冷有伯利恒南边一个小镇。
And Tekoa was a place south of Bethel.
Bethlehem. 那就是在耶路撒冷南边呢。
South of Jerusalem.
所以阿摩斯本身是。出生长大都在犹大国里。
So Amos was born and grew up in the land of Judah.
现在神要他到北国以色列去传讲信息。
And now God wants him to go to the northern kingdom of Israel to preach his gospel.
那跟阿摩斯同一个时代的人，其实还有何西阿先知。
And at the time of Amos, there was also prophet Hosea.
还有。以赛亚先知
and also prophet Isaiah
以及弥迦先知
and Micah
所以何西阿跟阿摩斯他们就是对北国以色列发预言
so Hosea and Amos they proclaim God's message to the northern kingdom of Israel
同一个时期意思说他们在同一个时代里面并不是一定是在同一个时间点就是说因为何西阿比阿摩斯还早被呼召做先知
they exist in the same time period doesn't mean they exist at the same time
那弥迦先知跟以赛亚先知，他们就是在同一个时期的。
And Micah and Prophet Isaiah, they existed at the same time period.
好，所以我们就知道，所以我们在读何西阿书、在读弥迦书、在读阿摩斯书的时候，我们都可以在从以赛亚书的时候会看到类似的信息。
So when we read the book of Amos, Hosea, Isaiah, and
Micah,
we will see the similar message.
那这一段历史就是我们刚刚读过的《列王记下》，从十四章以后一直到大概第二十二章到那个约西亚当王的时候。
And this time period existed in 2 Kings chapter 14 through about chapter 22.
应该是到了耶罗波安之后耶罗波安应该是到西西家王当王的时候。
And it's right after Jeroboam when Hezekiah reigned.
那所以他那个时间呢，时间的那个历史呢，我们如果在读先知书的时候，有时候你就会对照历史里面就看到他比较详细的 当时社会情况。
So when you read the book of the prophets, and you can go back to the book of the kings and know the time period.
好，他现在神特别派他到北国去讲警告。
So God told Amos to preach warning to the northern kingdom of Israel.
第一章第二节，他一开头就说
，Verse two, he said.
他说神必从锡安吼叫，从耶路撒冷发声。
The Lord roars from Zion and utters his voice from Jerusalem.
现在是神从锡安用吼叫的方式来引起人注意的。
And God used his roaring voice to take notice.
从耶路撒冷发出声音，这个声音就不是那种很温柔的呼唤了。
And he utters his voice from Jerusalem, so this is not a soft voice.
这个声音是很严厉的。
And this is a very stern voice.
那吼叫，我们听到这个吼叫这个字眼，就知道是一种很愤怒的，是一种听起来会让人觉得害怕的声音呢。
So when you hear a roaring sound, it will bring fear to your heart.
就好像今天如果狮子在我们中间吼叫，我们就知道，可能要小心了。
So if a lion is among us roaring, then we have to be very careful.
你看圣经在彼得前书特别提到说，那个魔鬼像吼叫的狮子。
And First Peter recorded that Satan is like roaring lions.
所以这个吼叫这个字眼，其实在提出这是一种警告，也是一种威胁。
So this is telling us that God is sending out a warning message.
那这个为什么是神从锡安吼叫呢？
So why did the Lord roars from Zion?
神要从耶路撒冷发出声音。
And utters his voice from Jerusalem.
一开头他就说，这是神从神发出的愤怒的声音呢。
And he said in the beginning, the Lord roars.
那这个就标示出阿摩斯先知他所讲的神的信息的那个重点。
And here's emphasized the message from Amos.
一开头就是要百姓注意神派先知所发出的警告。
So in the very beginning, he warns people of the Lord's message.
那这个声音是从耶路撒冷来的。
And this voice comes from Jerusalem.
这个声音跟众人的生死有关系的。
And this voice has to do with life and death of the people.
所以一开头就是要引起众人都要注意听从神来的信息了。
So he wants all people to hear the message from God.
然后最后到最后第九章。
And at the very end in chapter 9,
看第十一节。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Verse 11. On that day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and repair its damages. I will raise up its ruins and rebuild it as in the days of old.
十二节。
Verse 12. That they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord who does this thing.
阿摩斯是我最后留下一个应许。
And at the end of the message, he gave a promise.
这个应许是要复兴以色列家大卫倒塌的帐幕。
And this message is to raise up the ruin of old.
要神要把它重新建造，让它再一次的得到荣耀。
And God will rebuild this place so it will have glory again.
现在这个倒塌的帐幕要成为万民都要归向的一个目的地。
And this ruin will one day become a place or center where everyone goes to.
所有愿意得到神救恩的人，最后都要来进入这个神的帐幕里。
And everyone who wants to receive salvation must enter this tabernacle.
那这里特别说，此乃行这事的神说的。
And this is said by the Lord.
这就是一个很强烈的神的复兴的信息。
And this is a very strong message of revival from the Lord.
所以阿摩斯先知。这个阿摩斯书里面，他一开头的这个警告，到最后宣告了一个这样一个复兴的应许。
So in the very beginning of Amos' message, he gave warning, and at the end, he gave a promise.
他就标示出了神派先知阿摩斯来讲信息的心意在哪里的。
And he wants us to know the heart of the Lord when God sent Amos to send the message.
所以神的心意不是要把它毁坏。
And God's heart is not to destroy.
神的心意是要让所有人都能够回转。
God's message is for everyone to be able to return.
神要建立他这个帐幕，他的居所成为荣耀。
And God wants to reestablish his tabernacle to be a glorious one.
因为神的选民的国度本来就是神特意他拣选他带领 他祝福，让他建立这个祭司的国度的。
So the kingdom of the chosen one is the one that is blessed by the Lord.
哦，所有的一切都是神这个救恩计划里面啊，所安排出来的。
And everything is under His salvation plan.
本来就是应该要非常的荣耀，而且按照神的旨意来执行神的计划。
So it should be very glorious and according to the plan of God.
但是很可惜的，这个帐幕出现了破口。
But unfortunately, this tabernacle is ruined.
那这个破口没有去修补，慢慢就扩大，最后这个帐幕就倒塌。
And when this tabernacle is damaged, and if you do not repair it, it will be ruined.
在它还没有倒塌以前，神就派他的先知、众仆人，日夜不断的去提醒百姓，要把它堵住，要一定要回转归向神。
But before it's completely ruined, God sent messages through prophets to tell the people to return.
但是很可惜，当时候百姓他们并没有听见神所发出的吼叫，神从耶路撒冷所发出的声音。
But regrettably, that the people did not listen to the roaring sound from the Zion and also the voice from Jerusalem.
所以我们在读圣经的时候，我们要看到神的这个心意。
So when we read the Bible, we have to know the heart of God.
我们如果能够明白神原始的心意，就是要去建立他的帐幕，要复兴他的国度。
But if we can understand the intent of God is to establish His tabernacle.
我们如果能够了解神的心意，我们才有办法跟神同行。
And if we can understand His heart, then we can walk with Him.
因为你看一个人呢、啊，如果这里面阿摩斯书有几节圣经节是我们常常会用的，一定要记住的。
And there are many verses in the Book of Amos that we use often.
其中有一节
we have to remember.
三章第三节
Chapter 3, verse 3, for example.
我们基本上一定会提到，如果讲到两人同心同行，就是这一节。
And when two people walk together, we would bring out this verse.
阿摩斯书三章三节
Amos chapter 3, verse 3.
请读
Can two walk together unless they are agree?
这里说二人若不同心，岂能同行呢？
And if two people do not agree, how can they walk together?
也就是说，你看今天我们如果能够明白神的心意
，So today if we can understand the heart of God，
那我们愿意跟神同心
，And we're willing to walk with God，
那么我们人就有办法跟神同行了
，Then we can walk with Him。
那有办法跟神同行，才有可能去建立起大卫倒塌的帐幕。
Then if we can walk together with God， then we can repair the tabernacle of David，
也才能够重新建造，把它修造像古时那样荣耀。
Then we can repair it and make it like old time。
因为当时候，你看神的圣殿，它刚建立的时候，所罗门建殿的时候，那个辉煌荣耀的情景，我们在读《列王记下》第八章的时候就写得很清楚了。
And in First King chapter 8, when King Solomon dedicated the temple,
应该《列王记上》第八章。
First King chapter 8, when King Solomon dedicated the temple to God, how glorious it was.
所以我们现在你看，现在阿摩斯的信息就是要我们能够去明白神的心，然后我们能够去听到神的信息，改变我们自己，跟神同行，最后我们就看到荣耀。我们要能够从阿摩斯书的信息里面去看到神的心意。
From the Book of Amos, we can see the heart of God.
然后我们能够去听到神的声音。
We can hear His voice.
能够改变我们的行动，作为归向神。
We can change our ways to return back to Him.
然后跟神一起来建立他的帐幕。
Then establish the tabernacle with Him.
那这个帐幕必然是荣耀的。
Then this tabernacle will be glorious.
大卫倒塌的帐幕，今天所预表的就是我们今天的真教会。
The tabernacle of David, which has fallen, this is the church we have today in Jesus' church.
我们并不是在读一个历史。
We are not reading merely a history.
我们是在看到神的信息。
We are looking at the message of God.
我们从圣经里面去看到神的心，神的计划。
Through the Bible, we can see the plan and the heart of God.
然后看到我们的责任。
We can see our responsibilities.
也从圣经里面发现神的指示，我们应该怎么改变。
And through the Bible, we can see the direction of God and how we can change.
然后让我们改变归向神，来跟神同行。
And when we change and return back to God, we can walk with Him.
我们必然看到神所应许的荣耀。
Then we can see the glory that is promised to us.
所以阿摩斯书第九章的这段信息，在使徒行传第十五章被引用了。
And this message is recorded again in the Book of Acts.
我们现在看使徒行传第十五章。
Book of Acts, chapter 15.
使徒行传十五章。
The Book of Acts, chapter 15.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
15-18.
Verses 15 through 18. Verse 15. And with this, the words of the prophet agree, just as it is written. 16. After this, I will return and will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will set it up. 17. So that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who does all these things. 18. Known to God from eternity are all his works.
这一段圣经呢，是当时候，你看雅各哦，他听完了这个在耶路撒冷会议的时候，这两方在辩论完之后，他站起来所讲的话语。
And this is what James said after they had a discussion.
因为他听到了神怎么样让这些外邦人来信主，然后来得到救恩呢
？And he heard how God guided the Gentiles to believe in Him.
但同时也听到了一些坚持律法的人，他觉得要怎么样，一定要律法，一定要守律法，一定要行割礼，才能够得到救恩。
And he also heard a voice that says you must go through circumcision and follow the law to be saved.
最后雅各站起来讲
，So James stood up and said.
他就想到了阿摩斯书里面的信息了。
You remember what is recorded in the book of Amos?
众先知的话也以这个意思相合。
And the words of the prophet agree.
哦，所以这个众先知的话其实。不只有阿摩斯，连弥迦书，连以赛亚书都讲出同样的道理。
And in the words of prophets, not only the prophet, also Amos, Micah, and Isaiah said the same thing.
所以他最后引用的就是阿摩斯九章十一节。
So he used these verses from the book of Amos.
凡称为我名下外邦人，都要来寻求主，都要来进入这个神的家。
He said, even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who does all these things.
这个就是神的计划。
This is a plan of God.
所以本来神的这个教会啊，因为当时候雅各他所讲的这个大卫倒塌的帐幕，指的就是当时候所建立的啊这个真教会。
So when James mentioned the tabernacle that has fallen, he is talking about the church.
现在这个帐幕要重新建立起来，就是使徒教会要建立。
And this tabernacle will be rebuilt. That is to say, the apostolic church will be built.
现在进入神的这个救恩里面，不管他是犹太人还是外邦人，都无所谓了。
So, whether you're Gentiles or Jews, you can enter into the salvation plan of God.
愿意称我名下，就是愿意来呼求主人，都能够进入。
Whoever wants to call by my name can be saved.
所以这个就是神救恩要给所有的人。
That means God's salvation is for all.
因此，阿摩斯书里面的这些信息只是一个预言。
So the book of Amos is a prophecy.
那所以我们看到了。这个神的心
so now we can see the heart of God.
那我们要从这个阿摩斯书里面呢，它一章一章的铺陈出啊，神的这个信息，神的这个信义，要人怎么样改变
？So in all the chapters in the book of Amos, it tells us how God wants the people to return.
那当神吼叫的时候，哇，这个就是听起来会让人害怕的。
So when the Lord roars, everyone will have fear.
因为当时候那个神的选民离开神太远了。
Because the chosen ones of God have left God.
特别是当时候北国以色列国
especially the northern kingdom of Israel.
拜神并没有按照神的律法。
They worship idols not according. They worship God not according to His way.
一开头的耶罗波安王自己设立这些丘坛，设立祭司，设立自己的节期。
And Jeroboam established high places, priests, and also festivals.
让所有本来神所计划的这个救恩的路线全部被更改过。
And he changed the salvation plan of God.
从此以色列国这北国的选民就走在错误的方向上。
So from that time on, the northern kingdom, the people of northern kingdom walk astray from God.
神派先知一直要呼喊他们要回头。
So God sent many prophets to tell them to return.
你看阿摩斯书一章的第二节。
In chapter 1 verse 2 of Amos.
当神从锡安吼叫的时候。
When the Lord roars from Zion,
第接下去说，牧人的草场就要悲哀了。
The pasture of the shepherd mourn.
加密的山顶就要枯干了。
And the top of Carmel withers.
那这个牧人的草场指的是什么
？What is the pasture of the shepherds?
阿摩斯本身是个牧人呢。
As we know, Amos was a shepherd.
所以我们在这里看到这个相关性。其实这句话，牧人的草场变悲哀，表示。犹大国其实也要跟着受遭殃的。
When the pasture of shepherds mourn, that is to say, the kingdom of Israel will mourn.
南国犹大国。
The Judah, or the kingdom of Judah mourns.
加密的山顶，加密山在北边。
And the Mount Carmel is in the north.
加密山，加密 本来意思就是花园，说是这个本来很茂盛的加密山上啊，这个啊那个你看起来就是很兴旺的一个景象，他说要枯干了。
And Carmel means a garden. It is very beautiful, but it says that it will wither.
也就是说，接下来就是饥荒，就是荒凉了。
And there will be famine.
当神怒气发作的时候，百姓他们就要经历苦难了。
And when God's anger is upon the people, then the people's life will be bitter.
在说明神当时候对百姓他们离弃神之后所表达出的失望。
And this is how God was so disappointed when the people left him.
然后预告神将要施行的审判。
And he proclaimed his punishment.
这个审判绝对离不开饥荒，绝对离不开这个干旱。
And so this punishment will be a famine.
那所以这就是神当时候所发出一开头的信息。
And this is the message from the very beginning.
那这个我们想到，为什么神他要特别说他要从锡安 发吼叫？
So why would God need to roar from Zion?
因为锡安本来是神要发出救恩的地方。
And Zion was a place where God wants to proclaim his salvation.
你看神他一直以锡安为他的居所。
And Zion was a place where God dwelt.
本来北国南国他们是同一个家的。
And in the very beginning, the northern and southern kingdom, they're one family.
所有人都应该就近锡安，到锡安来得到神的训诲，来领受神的话语的。
And everyone should come to Zion to receive the message from God.
我们如果还记得我们读过的弥迦书或是以赛亚书，
If we remember Micah or the book of Micah or Isaiah.
我们看一下弥迦书第四章。
Let's look at Micah.Chapter 4.
弥迦书第四章。
Micah chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
在阿摩斯书后面呢。
Chapter 4, verse 1. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow to it.
第二节。
Verse 2. Many nations shall come and said, Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of theof the God of Jacob, and will teach us his way, and we shall walk in his path. For out of Zion the law should go forth, and the word of the Lord should from Jerusalem.
好，你看这里特别提到神的训诲要出于锡安，他的话语要出于耶路撒冷。
And here says that his way and his teaching will come from Jerusalem and Zion.
在耶路撒冷，在锡安，神要把他的道教训我们，要让我们知道他的路。
And in Zion, he will teach us his way, and we shall walk in his path.
在这个地方要建立起神的殿。
And here, the temple of God should be established.
这个称为神的山。
And this is the mountain of God.
那这个在其实在预表预告将来的真教会。
And this is to prophesy the church today.
就是今天神的言语训诲要从他的教会出来。
And God's word will come from his church.
神，这是他本来的计划。
And this is his original plan.
他的训诲，他的言语都跟我们人的救恩有关系的。
And his teaching and his word has to do with our salvation.
我们现在看诗篇十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 14.
诗篇十四篇。
Psalm chapter 14. Psalm 14.
第七节。
Verse 7.Psalm 14, verse 7. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion, when the Lord brings back the captivity of his people. Let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad.
但愿以色列的救恩是从锡安而出。
And here says, the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion.
神要救回他的子民。
And God will bring back his people.
那时候他说所有雅各要快乐，以色列要欢喜，就是全所有的选民都要欢喜快乐。
Then Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. That means everyone will be happy.
这个救恩是从锡安出来的。
And this salvation comes from Zion.
这个锡安就是神的家。
And this is his house.
这个家就是他的教会，基督的身体。
And this is the house of the Lord, with the body of Christ.
所以今天神他的计划本身就是要复兴他的教会，要让所有人 来到这个地方领受他的训诲，得到他的话语。
So God's plan is to revive his church so everyone can come and receive his words and teaching.
因此我们今天要先听到神的信息。
So today we must hear his words.
神 你看当时候因为百姓他们不听，所以神现在他从锡安吼叫。
Because the people left God and did not listen to him, so the Lord roars from Zion.
其实神要到要他自己来吼叫，这个已经是最后已经没有办法，没有办法挽回的时候了。
And this is God's last resort.
神已经派了很多的先知仆人去跟百姓提醒。
And God has sent numerous prophets and servants to warn the people.
可是当时候这些百姓不听。不把先知的话当一回事。
But at the time, the people did not want to listen to the words of the prophet.
所以最后就是惹出神的愤怒了。
And that's why God was so angry.
所以神才会吼叫，然后宣告审判。
And that's why God roars and proclaims his judgment, his punishment.
阿摩斯书我们在读的时候，我们发现一开头的时候，他要宣告对列国的审判。
And in the very beginning of the book of Amos, it proclaimed the punishment of the kingdoms.
然后呢？接下去就是对以色列选民的宣告。
And it proclaimed to the people of Israel.
那这个宣告就是要以色列百姓注意听。
And he wants the people of Israel to listen carefully.
所以阿摩斯书的这个结构，前面两章就是对列国，就是八个国度的审判的宣告。
So the structure of the book of Amos is chapter 1 and chapter 2. It talked about the punishment of the eight kingdoms.
他的宣告都是这些国三番四次的犯罪。
And he proclaimed that the people continuously sin.
所以阿摩斯书从第一章开始，你就看到这个三番四次犯罪这个话语一直出现了。
And from chapter 1 and chapter 2, repeatedly said that the people, the three transgression and also for four.
好，然后先讲完这个审判以后，接下去把那个重点把他拉回来到以色列这个家来。
And after he proclaimed the punishment, then it moved the topic back to the people of Israel.
最重要的就是要以色列百姓要了解神的信息。
And he wanted the people of Israel to understand his message.
三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying.
第二节。
Verse 2. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities.
神说，在地上万族当中，我只认识你们。
And here says, I only know you from all the families of the earth.
也就是说，这个认识就是，其实这个认识跟那个同房是同义的。
And when the word known is when two people come together, husband and wife.
夫妻同房的意思呢？
And it's like when the husband and wife go in together.
那所以这个认识是很深入的。
And so this the word known is very intimate.
神说我在万当中只爱你了。
And basically he's saying from all the families of the earth, I only love you.
那就是说，所以神是专爱他的百姓，他现在要他所爱的这群人注意听他所要讲的话。
So God only loves this group of people, and He wants this group of people to listen to Him.
从第三章开始到第六章呢，神向以色列百姓说，当天有四个宣告。
And from chapters 3 to 6, it proclaimed four warnings.
这个专门要让百姓注意听，注意听。
And He wants the people to listen attentively.
然后之后到第七章呢
？And in chapter 7.
这个就是神先给阿摩斯先知看异象。
And the Lord let Prophet Amos see a vision.
从七章到九章的第十节，一连有五个异象。
And from chapter 7 to chapter 9, verse 10, there are five visions.
这个五个异象都是审判的，都是灾祸。
And all these are punishments.
也就是说，当时候神已经先跟百姓先讲好。你们要遭遇什么样的毁灭？
So God is telling the people that you will receive what kind of punishment.
那这个毁灭是要给那个不听的人。
And this destruction is for the people who does not listen.
讲完的这个毁灭，预告了这个毁灭之后。
And after he proclaimed the destruction.
接下去神宣告了两个复兴的应许。
And then God proclaimed two ways to
两个应许。
Two promises.
是九章的十一节到第十五节最后的。
From chapter 9, verses 11 through 15.
第一个应许就是要把这个倒塌的帐幕把它建立起来，把那破口堵住。
And the first promise is that the tabernacle of David, which has fallen, will be repaired.
这个帐幕要重新建造，像古时候那么荣耀。
And the tabernacle will be repaired just like the old time.
众人称为我名下人都要来到这个帐幕。
And everyone under my name will come into this tabernacle.
然后第二个应许就是十四节那里所说的，被掳的都要归回。
And the second promise is that I will bring back the captivities of my people.
神要把荒废的城邑重新让它可以变众人居住的地方。
And he should rebuild the waste cities and inhabit them.
剩余的被掳的最后都要归回到神的帐幕来。
And those captives and those remnants will come back to the house of God.
最后的应许其实在预告神要建设出他的荣耀教会，所有的神的选民呢，最后都要归回。
And the last promise prefigures the true church that everyone will come into.
那这个就是阿摩斯书的整个架构。
And this is the structure of the book of Amos.
那现在神从锡安发生，这个重点我们要抓住，它发生的问题，为什么？的原因就是因为众人不听神的话。
And the reason why the Lord roars from Zion is because people do not listen.
那百姓不听神的话，就成为那个最大的破口。
And when the people do not listen to him, this is a breach.
你看
there's a hole.
你看那个房子，一个房子会倒塌。
And for a house to collapse.
除非说被飞弹打到。
Unless you're bombed.
炸弹把它炸倒了。
Unless a missile hits it.
不然，如果是平常的情况下，倒塌一定有个破口。
And ordinarily, for a building to collapse, there must be a hole to begin with.
像我们这个房子，如果白蚁把我们的这个柱子吃掉了，可能就倒。
And if a termite takes away the main pillars of the church, then the building will collapse.
我们的墙壁如果裂开，可能就倒。
And if the wall has a big hole, then it will collapse.
所以一个房子会倒塌，一定先有破口的。
And for a building to collapse, it begins with the hole.
当时候神的帐幕、神的家，它的破口在哪里
？And where is the hole in the church of God?
因为第九章第十一节是说。他说：“我幕后日子，我要把它堵住那个破口啊。”
And here says that I will repair its damage.
我要堵住，要堵住 ，close up 那个。
I will close the hole.
那个堵住那个破口，其实如果我们从整个阿摩斯书看来啊，就是当时百姓根本就不听神的声音了。
And this message is telling us that at the time the people does not listen to the word of God.
他们心已经离开神了。
Their heart have departed from God.
耳朵就把它关起来了。
They close up their ears.
然后呢？神派出来的先知呢，就叫他们不要讲了，你不要再讲下去了。
And they tell the prophet that God sent to be quiet.
所以我们现在看第二章。
Let's read verse chapter 2.
阿摩斯书第二章。
The Book of Amos chapter 2.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节十二节。
Verse 11 and 12. Verse 11. I raised up some of your sons and prophets, and some of your young men as Nazarites. Is it not so, O you children of Israel? Says the Lord. 12.But you gave the Nazarite wine to drink and commanded the prophet, saying, Do not prophesy.
这两节圣经就在说明他们当时候最开始的破口在哪里。
And these two verses tell us where the hole came from.
就是不听神的信息。
They do not listen to the message of God.
神其实兴起先知，神也在他们少年当中兴起拿细耳人。拿细耳人就是特别许愿要去圣殿服侍神，不管男女老幼都可以的人。
And God has raised the prophet and also Nazarite. Nazarites are the one who serve in the temple.
哦，这个拿细耳人就像大祭司一样，到圣殿里面去啊，做这种献祭的工作了。
And Nazarites are high priests. They work inside the temple.
其实神会感动那些想要服侍的人来服侍神。
And God will move the people who want to serve Him.
那可是他说以色列人不是这样子吗？也就是说，你们当中不是有很多先知，不是有很多有意愿要做拿细耳人吗
？And is it not so, you children of Israel? Aren't you under a lot of people in under a lot of people who want to serve the Lord?
但第十二节说，但是你们却给拿细耳人喝酒。
But in verse 12, but you gave the Nazarite wine to drink.
拿细耳人是不可以喝酒的，清酒、浓酒都不可以喝。
Nazarite cannot have any type of alcohol.
要禁戒自己，不要去沾染污秽。
They have to control themselves not to touch any impurities.
不要去接近死尸。
Not to go close to carcasses.
那所以意思就是要保持圣洁。
That means they have to remain pure.
可是百姓是说故意 拿酒给拿细人喝。
But the people
引诱他们嘛
purposely tempted them and bring them wine.
那拿细人喝酒，那这个预言就不行了，就这个就不算了。
So if they the Nazarite drink wine, then they cannot.They no longer can serve.
然后跟先知说不要再说预言了。
They tell the prophet not to prophesy.
意思是说、啊、你讲的话都不好听了，不喜欢听。
And it's to say, I don't like to hear what you're saying.
所以这个就是当时候百姓他们的破口。
And this is where the breach of the people of Israel.
神派去的人他不听啊，所以最后神自己吼叫。
So God sent Nazarites, but the people do not want to listen. That's why the Lord has to roar.
那等到神吼叫的时候，那接下去就是灾祸了。
But when the Lord roars, then punishment will come.
那当时候，那个、整个社会是事实上是离开神的那个、标准很远很远的。
So at that time, the society, the people have left God very far away.
我们从阿摩斯书会看到，当时候这个贫穷人被压榨，那富有人非常的。贪婪，然后就是社会上很不公义。
And at that time, the time of Amos, the poor were suppressed, and the rich they were very prosperous. So we can see the unequalness in the time of society in the society.
就是圣经里面说的三番四次的犯罪。
So this is what the Bible described for three transgressions and for four.
那这些罪其实神当时候都是跟百姓提醒说你们要改变的。
But God told the people to repent.
不听就没有办法了。
But if they do not listen, then there's nothing he can do about it.
所以第一章里面呢，我们接下去读哈，你就发现说，神通常都会宣告会降火下来。
And in chapter one, usually if you keep on reading, you will see that God will send down fire.
神对这些列邦所发出的这个审判呢，你看从大马色开始，然后就说。我要降火在他们当中。
And starting from Damascus, he will start to send fire into the house.
所以第四节、第六节、第七节、第十节、第十二节，你看都看到神说我要降火在当中。
So in verses 4, 7, 10, and 12, it says that God will send down fire.
一直到第二章的二节、五节都一样，都同样一个模式哦。
And likewise, in chapter 2, verses 2 through and 5,
这个降火就表示神愤怒的刑罚。
And when God sends down fire, that means He is angry.
就是这个就是吼叫的结果。
And this is a result of the Lord roar.
然后神要发出他的宣告。
And God will proclaim.
他从耶路撒冷发声音，这个声音就是他对以色列教的宣告。
And when God proclaimed, He proclaimed from Jerusalem.
那这个宣告其实就是要百姓，你注意听我是要讲的。你如果不听，就是灭亡。
And He wanted the people to listen attentively, or you will be destroyed.
所以我们今天在看阿摩斯书的时候，我们就一定要好好的去思考，今天我们当中有没有破口。
So when we read the book of Amos today, we have to think, do we have breach?
我们要去明白神的心意。
We have to understand the heart of God.
如果我们真的能够听到神的信息
，If we can really listen to the word of God，
明白神的旨意
，and understand His will，
我们愿意归向神，我们就有办法跟神同行
，and willing to return to Him and walk with Him，
我们就一定看到教会的荣耀了。
Then we will see the glory in the church。
看到我们家庭里面神给我们的恩典。
And we will see the blessings in our family。
所以要了解神的心意，从先知书里面去看到神的心。
So from the book of the prophets, we need to understand the heart of God。
我们最后来看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's lastly turn to Galatians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Galatians chapter
1. 第一章我们看第九节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 9. Verse 9. As we have said before, so now I said again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you, then what you have
received. 哥罗西书呢?
Colossians.
哥罗西书第一章第九节。
Excuse me. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. Verse 9. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
第十节。
Verse 10. That you may have a walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work.And increasing in the knowledge of God.
你看这里提到说，他说， 我们要在这个属灵的智慧悟性上能够满心知道神的旨意。
And here that we need to be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
如果我们知道神的旨意，我们就会接着改变，然后行事为人就会对得起主，然后我们就结出果子，凡事就蒙主喜悦了。
So if we can do His will, then we can walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him and be fruitful in every good works.
那我们会越来越知道神。
And we will increasingly understand the knowledge of God.
我们跟神就越亲近。
And we'll be closer to God.
那这个真的能够跟神同行。
Then we can walk with God.
所以跟神同行不是讲在口上的。
So when we say we walk with God, we do not only talk about it.
愿我们都能够听到神的声音。
May we all can hear the voice of the Lord.
我们都愿意来结出果子，来与神同行。
Then we can bear fruit and walk with the Lord.
我们再来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
387首。
387